Welcome back to Talks on the Couch with your girl AB. Hey, how y'all doing? I'm actually recording from my phone today, and I'm actually not sitting on the motherfucking couch. I'm actually in the bed. So, I don't even know what this episode is gonna be called. I'm just honestly here to vent. Lately, I've been trying to get my mental health together, like I've been telling you guys. And it's been a hard motherfucking journey, and it still is very hard. I got my first therapy session today, so I'm super excited, like a full session, so I'm super excited about that. But I got some more shit to think about. I'm not gonna fully disclose it until next week, on another episode for you guys, but mentally, like a bitch been going through it. This anxiety, this depression is whooping my ass, and it's so hard. It's been very frustrating. It's been very challenging. It's been hard to wake up in the motherfucking morning, y'all. And I just try my best, honestly, because that's all I can do. I'm not suicidal, but dead ass, I really be wondering if other people think or feel this way as well. Like, sometimes I honestly just don't want to be here on this earth. And it's not like I want to commit suicide or I just, want to jump off a bridge or anything like that or want anything necessarily bad to happen to me. But it's more of, I just don't want to be here. This world is so toxic, so negative. And I understand it's based off all of what you make it. But seeing all these good people pass away and just all this bullshit, I honestly don't want to be here for it. I honestly feel like the Bible is coming full circle. Like, I feel like this shit has happened before and now it's just happening again. And I'm not with it. I'm not with this COVID shit. I'm just not with all these people dying. I'm tired of black people suffering. I'm just honestly, I'm tired of it. I'm tired. I'm tired of working. I'm tired of working my ass to the bone, literally, to get like scraps. You know what I mean? And my nose is stuffy, by the way. So, yeah. So, also, one of my friends passed away. We was cool. We weren't best friends or anything, but yeah, his name was Jordan, and we literally been friends since high school, but we were like internet friends, and he was from back home or whatever, and I always thought he was fucking fine, and he's always been handsome to me. We literally have always been off and on, off and on, off and on for years. Until 2 years ago, I finally saw this man in person. He was deployed and everything, and he came to see me at my old job when I used to work at a cigar lounge. And I just remember him coming with his uniform on because he was in the army, and he was just looking so motherfucking good. And I didn't think he was gonna come because we've been trying to see each other for years, y'all, and it never works out. He's been in the military, so sometimes he would be deployed and all that good jazz. So he came, and literally, I ran into his arms because I really did want to see this man. And my titty did pop out, but that's nor here nor there. Only because of the outfit, not because I was trying to show him my titty, but I wouldn't mind showing him my titty at that time. But he was always really nice to me for the most part. Of course, we'll be getting into it sometimes, but he never like was mad, disrespectful or anything. And we always still been cool because we have always all been off and on to where like we still be cool after the fact. You know what I'm saying? And I always wished him nothing but the best. And I knew he wanted to be a husband and have kids. Like he'd be like, "Oh, I can't wait to have a kid," and he would always say that. And I don't know, it just makes me like hella sad because it happened yesterday and he was a good soul. But really what puts a knot in my motherfucking throat is he texted me on August 30th just to check on me. I was just on his mind and he called me and I ain't calling back. And I wish I would have called him back. I wish I would have called him back. And I think it's ridiculous how in my phone, I don't have a screenshot of him at all. Like, we never really was around each other. Like I said, I seen him like once or twice when he came back from his deployment. But I always take screenshots of people when I'm on FaceTime, and we always would be on FaceTime all the time, and I don't have any pictures, and it blows me, and it's hurtful, and it's just a lot. But I am super thankful that God put him in my life. Condolences to his family, because he literally got murdered basically because of a drunk driver. Y'all gotta stop being on these roads and y'all fucked up. Like, take a taxi because Uber and shit is super expensive, but take something. I don't give a fuck if you gotta call the police to get you a ride home. I do not give a damn. Like, stop getting on the motherfucking road knowing you fucked up, knowing you barely can keep your eyes open, knowing that you didn't drunk so much fucking liquor. He didn't deserve that, nor did his dog. I guess he had a girlfriend too, and she doesn't deserve that. His family doesn't deserve that at all. Like, just be fucking responsible. I just don't understand why people continue to get behind a wheel knowing damn fucking well they aren't capable. You're hurting people, you're killing people. And he was young, he's in his 20s, late 20s. Still had a future. You know what I mean? And it just sucks that it was taken away in such a horrific way. And I'm honestly praying for his family and everybody who's been close to him, or even feeling the way I'm feeling too. Someone of a kind of a distant friend. But we always kept tabs. He always Snapchatted me. And I'm so grateful that I still have our Snapchat messages. And of him calling me beautiful and all that jazz. And just checking up on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I always wish him nothing but the best and happiness. And that's all. But it is whooping my ass knowing how he passed away. And how it's like the third person I know who's passed away because of a car accident. Bullshit. And it's crazy. We're literally living hell on earth, y'all, because all the good people are leaving us. They're leaving us. And I'm happy because I honestly don't want to be here either. And someone was like, be careful what you wish for. I wish to go to heaven. I wish to be at peace. I'm wishing not these bills. I'm wishing not to wake up and it's always something terrible happening to someone, a kid, a baby, an old lady, old man. Like, it's literally fucking floods and hurricanes and shit, wildfires. Everything in this world is about motherfucking money. Like, do people understand? I don't know. The greed has gone past of what it needed to go past, because now we have all this pollution. We have all this bullshit going on in Antarctica and stuff. It's like shit is melting. Like, global warming is dead as real. And these viruses and stuff, most of this shit is man-made. Like, I just don't get it. I really just don't. And I understand, like, I honestly dead ass don't want to be here sometimes because of that. I'm tired of seeing it. I don't know if y'all tired of seeing this shit, feeling this shit, all this. But I'm tired. It's draining. And then you got work life. You try to balance your personal life. And you be like, Like, literally, this weekend is going to be my third weekend staying in the house by myself. And I love it. I love the quality time with myself, me in Chicago. Just be chilling. Me and him just be straight chilling. And it makes me happy because I'm at peace. I'll talk to motherfuckers on the phone and shit, and that's all dandy, but it just feels so good not to do anything. And then plus, when you step outside, you're spending money, and I don't need to be spending money either. Because next thing you know, I'm ordering from Amazon, being on TikTok, being other shit that I probably don't need. So I don't know, y'all. It's been a rough few weeks mentally, even before Jordan passed away. Like, I've been just trying to get my mental together. I just be sad. I'm tired of being depressed and shit. And honestly, like, understanding mental health more is going through it. If you don't go through it or haven't gone through it, it's hard to even say that you understand when, bitch, you don't. And I say that because I remember one of my friends, she was going through a hard time and she was depressed. And I honestly was like, bitch, you just acting crazy. Stop it. But she was actually depressed. She was really depressed. And I didn't take it serious. I thought it was all this shit was just made up. Like she's just being extra. And I feel like a lot of us have said that to people. And I eventually did apologize to her because I didn't understand until I went through it myself. Even one of my other friends, she has anxiety. And I never understood it. I'm like, girl, what? Like, what do you mean anxiety and all this stuff? Like, I'm dead ass, like, confused. And I'm not fully taking it serious. I mean, it's serious to her and I respect her feelings. But I fully didn't get it until I started going through bad anxiety my goddamn self. And I'm trying to learn how to cope with anxiety. Y'all, believe it or not, I forgot to know how to breathe. I forget how to breathe a lot of the times. And people were like, oh, you know, I think I was on TikTok and someone was like, no, I wasn't on TikTok. I think my friend told me, like, you're breathing for survival. Meaning, like, we unconsciously breathe and we don't know that we're breathing. But I've caught myself to where I'm, like, gasping for air randomly because I can't breathe. I don't know if that's like an anxiety attack or because anxiety attacks can come in so many different forms. I don't know if it was an anxiety attack, but I fucking couldn't breathe. And I was gasping like, damn, like, bitch, you can't fucking breathe. And I couldn't. And I was so scared for a second, like, bitch, what the fuck is going on? Like, you be breathing. This is a natural thing that you do on your own. Why are you struggling right now? But I've had a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression going on lately. And it's like, wow, I forgot how to breathe. And I know a lot of people don't know how to breathe. And I still don't know how to breathe. Like, that's what I'm going to therapy for. Help me figure out these techniques because I'm not trying to be medicated. I'm tired of giving doctors and all this bullshit fucking money. You know? Oh, especially being black, like, I know a lot of the times they steer us in the wrong direction just for a paycheck, you know what I mean? And I just don't want to go that route, but it's getting severe. It's getting semi-crippling to where, like, I go to work and don't want to do anything. I just, like, stare at the screen and, like, kind of do work and kind of don't because I don't want to do anything. Like, my mental is, like, checked out. I'm not there. But when I'm at home, I'm at peace. My chest isn't tight. Like when I go to work, my chest is tight. Like I just don't get it. I don't get myself and I'm trying to figure it out mentally. And I know there's other people out there that understand, that feels the same. And if you haven't already got help, please go get help. Like I needed a therapist ASAP. Bitch, a bitch can't breathe. Like that's when you know it's going a little too far when you can't even do the basics of what you normally should do in life when you're sleeping and all that stuff. I can't fucking breathe sometimes. But I come here to say really is, yeah, I was just fucking venting. But also drop things that don't fill you up. Don't fill your glass, no matter if it's work, family, friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, whomever it is, whatever it is. If you're not getting filled by it, stop entertaining it. Stop answering it. Stop watching it. Whatever it is. Stop. Let it go. If you need to have a plan, do that. If not, YOLO and fucking just be, jump off the fucking cliff at this point. Jump off the cliff of something new, something unpredictable that you don't even know what's next. And right now, I'm on a journey of doing that. I don't know what's coming next, but I know that it's going to be better than what I've just been experiencing. I'm tired of it. I'm drained. I'm at my bottom of it. I'm burnt out. I don't want to do anything anymore. And I don't want to be like that. I want to be able to do stuff without on my face when people look at me like, damn, that bitch sad as hell. Or like, damn, that bitch looked like she been crying all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that. I want people to still have that image of me of being that exciting, happy, smiley person, bubbly person, goofy ass person, always got the jokes. But a lot of the times, y'all, we get sad too. We be getting sad too. And it's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry. I'm all for being humble with all emotions. Like, it's okay to be angry. But it's also okay to let things go that don't feel you at all. And I'm learning so much about that and just taking things a leap of faith. Or sometimes I have a plan for different things. Because I want to be happy. We're in this shitty ass world. I'm trying to find happiness. I'm trying to grab the happiness as much as I can. Because I'd rather be happy than anything. I cannot have as much money, but long as I'm happy, that's all that matters. I told one of my coworkers today, I said, for example, we always try to tell or try to put a sticker on people of what their happiness should look like. So like a homeless person, there's a lot of homeless people that are happy. And you would be like, well, they're homeless. They can't be happy. They can't be fucking happy. Bitch, yes, they can. They're with their community. They're with people that actually understand them. They found happiness even when they don't have anything. And that is the biggest power, I feel like, to me. And my coworker was like, wow, I didn't even understand it in that way. Like, I never thought of it that way. Like, we assume that because that person is homeless, that they're unhappy. But a lot of the times, in some cases, they are. They're happy and thankful just to be alive. They're happy that they can make it to the shelter that day. Or it was a beautiful day outside, so they got to do a little hustling or whatever. Whatever makes them happy. Who the fuck am I to tell someone they're not happy even though they have nothing? But the thing is, the biggest prize that they do have is happiness. So it is something. It covers everything. Honestly, I might not have a roof over my head, but I'm happy that I'm here. I'm happy that I can still explore the world. I can still have these people that understand me to the core because we live the same life or close to the same life. I can't take it away from nobody. I just want to find that happiness too, for sure. And I know I will. Because for happiness, you got to push to get it. You got to push to want it. And for me, I don't want to sit here and soak and mope all the time. Sometimes it feels good and it's easier to do that. But you got to start putting in the work to become happy, to become healthy. Like, I want to start losing weight and get back in the gym and all that bullshit, but I gotta get this mental together first. You know what I mean? I gotta get me together, and I am down for the ride, and I will keep y'all on this ride with me, on this journey with me of getting this depression and anxiety under control, learning coping mechanisms from my therapist and things like that. I'm ready for this journey. I'm excited. I know it's going to be a lot of emotions, and now I journal more than ever. I try to journal almost every day or every few days. And it's been kind of helpful. But sometimes it's nice to talk to people outside of your friends because sometimes I don't want to put that burden on my friends. Sometimes I don't say anything because, like, it's like, yeah, it's enough now. I didn't say too much because it's heavy. And I'm tired of giving. If I'm having trouble dealing with it, I don't want to pass that energy of heaviness on anyone else. Even though I know that they would be there for me, I still need to put in the work to do it myself. But once again, y'all, this is your girl, AB. Talks on the couch. Well, today, talks in the bed. I love y'all. Thank you for the support, as usual. Add me on Instagram and Twitter, Weird and Loving. I love you guys so much. Thank you for always listening and just sitting there with me, experiencing some of this with me, understanding where I'm coming from, maybe even learning from me, you know what I mean? And I just appreciate you guys always. I love you, and I will talk to you guys soon. Have a good weekend.